Hello, this is Victoria Barella here at ISC 2017 in Amsterdam. This is the Trade Show Minute, and I'm here with Justin Kennington with SDVOE Alliance. Welcome.
Hello, Victoria.
Hello. If you can let us know what's going on in your booth, maybe who you guys are, and what you do.
So the SDVOE Alliance, we are a new industry alliance founded by Aptovision, Aquantia, Christie Digital, Netgear, Sony, and ZV, really an ecosystem of partners whose goal is to educate the industry and teach them that we can enjoy all the benefits of AV over IP, scalability, flexibility, reliability, and low cost without having to make compromises in terms of video performance through latency, through too much compression and artifacts. So we want to drive a performance standard for the transport, but more than that, we want to show that we now live in a world where we no longer have to be constrained by the specific hardware. I don't have to any longer buy a matrix switch, buy a window processor, buy a video wall processor, and hook them together. Instead, I can enjoy a hardware and software platform where the processing and intelligence are distributed across the network, and it's the software through our control API that can allow different programmers, integrators, manufacturers to define applications based on the understanding that they have about their user needs and focus much more on the end user application than on the details of whose hardware is how many gigabits.
Mm-hmm. And would you say this is happening both in the residential market and the commercial market, or is it more prevalent being pushed in, I guess, the commercial market?
I think it has applications across both of those. Mm-hmm. Many of our member manufacturers today are focused in the commercial side of the market, mm-hmm. But we certainly expect some new membership and exciting announcements as the year progresses, mm-hmm. And see this technology move towards the residential space as well. Mm-hmm. One notable thing is that we already support high dynamic range content, HDR, and true 4K 60 all the way up to 444. Okay. Our technology has actually supported this for over a year now, mm-hmm. And there have been products on the market for months that have these capabilities. And I think as HDR gains popularity in the residential space, mm-hmm. that's going to really drive demand there.
Would you say, how long has this alliance been together? Been
the alliance is brand new. We only Ooh. Publicly announced in January 12th of this year.
Oh,
this
no way. ISE, you guys are brand new.
This ISE
is obviously your first.
Is our coming out party.
Gotcha.
We're proud to launch with the 6 founding members I mentioned, but 14 mm-hmm. members in total. Mm-hmm. I certainly expect to leave the show with more members than I came in with.
Good, I'm happy.
And just now I've come freshly from the Alliance's very first training events. We just put on three sessions that were attended like gangbusters. we literally had people overflowing out the door, standing in the hallway,
listening in,
learning
trying
about
to take
the Alliance.
A sneak peek. That's awesome. Did you... can you tell us more about maybe do you offer training online anywhere or can we sign up anywhere? If they're not here in Amsterdam, how can they reach out? And
great question. In fact, the first thing we're planning to do when we get back from the show, of course, we'll send out some nice recaps to our newsletters and things, mm-hmm. But we're planning to launch our first in a series of webinar training events in the second week of March. On the 8th of March will be okay. The very first one of those. And at sdvoe.org, you can go and register for this. Registration only opens this Friday, so you're getting the scoop here.
Yeah, and this is going to be launched, and this podcast is going to be up tonight or tomorrow, so anyone that's at the show or away from the show can definitely get that information.
Yeah, get to the website, register for our newsletter, and the webcast will be available to register for by Friday.
Definitely. Would you say that these partners have been brewing this up for a while? Is this something that just went with the trends in the industry, or is this something that they've been forming because of maybe hardware constraints, or how did this come about? How did this start brewing?
It came about around the core technology that now is SDVOE. Mm-hmm. And again, as I mentioned before, we don't have to be constrained by AV solutions mm-hmm. that use a lot of compression to fit on older networks mm-hmm. And cause a performance hit. Okay, there might be an application for that here and there. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do is enjoy the flexibility of Ethernet, but enjoy the performance of our traditional matrix switches. Mm-hmm. So we actually have, beyond the 14 member companies, there are 25 manufacturers out here building technology on and around this platform and available for shipping already. Zeevee, one of our founding members, for example, is here announcing and already shipping their third generation of this platform. So what we didn't want to do was create an alliance, get everybody on board, then let them start working with the technology, and, right. and at ISE 2019 you can come buy something. No, yeah. there are dozens of products available on the market already.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And the alliance is here to drive awareness, not to drive
not to drive
new products, because right. we already have new products.
Exactly. That's very good. And how are you enjoying ISE 2017? What are your expectations, hopefully, from the crowds? I hope you get a lot of foot traffic today.
Oh, yes. We've certainly had a traffic. I mentioned the attendance at our first training sessions was out the door. I think we had 150 registered, and I'm going to say 200 people showed up for the three events. It was very exciting.
Good.
Foot traffic, I don't even know this afternoon. I've been out at the training, but I'm told that it was packed.
That's awesome.
And my goal, like I said, is to leave with more with an audience having more awareness, and to leave with hopefully even more members than I came in with.
That's awesome. And so this being the Alliance's first ISE, have you been to ISE multiple times?
Oh, I've been coming for the last several years now. I don't know how many, eight, something like that.
Cool. And I'm assuming you're enjoying Amsterdam, or else you wouldn't be coming back here for the shows and and the technology.
I don't know. I enjoy it more when I'm just visiting. I'll tell you, this is my first trade show from this position of really having to put it on myself in Amsterdam
right.
at ISE. And I've developed a much healthier respect for what all the trade show coordinators and marketing coordinators out there do. I used to be on Easy Street, and now I know how good I had it.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about maybe the training that's going on in ISE? I know you don't want to give too much about it, but what are some topics you're talking about? What can people expect from the training?
Well, the key issues overall, besides what we taught today, but we want to teach people about the kinds of performance that's available,
mm-hmm.
the ways to use our API to harness the power and performance that's there, and create not only better ways to create existing experiences, but maybe to create new experiences that I haven't even thought of yet. I have this dream that 3 or 4 years from now we'll be sitting here talking about someone's application on SDVOE, and I'll say, yeah, I never thought of that before. That was a great idea, and they invented it on this platform, because a platform is what it's about. Other training issues, of course, there's a lot of knowledge gap between the AV community and the IT community. And of course, what we do is very much based on high performance IT networks.
Right.
We spend a lot of our technology resources trying to make sure that we simplify what we need from the network, and yet still there's a knowledge gap that we want to fill. So a lot of our training will also be focused on how to design, how to think about, and how to operate these Ethernet and IT networks. That's different than how we've done matrix switching for the last 70 years.
Yeah, especially with AV and IT. They're already together. People are saying, oh, it's converging. Or no, they're working together. They're merged. So I'm happy that the Alliance is able to bring together people and maybe think of new ways to overcome the hardware constraints.
For example, Netgear was here with us giving our training this afternoon.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So remind us again maybe what booth we can find you at.
You can find us in Hall 12, booth H55.
Awesome. And then the website, one more time.
www.sdvoe.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you enjoy the rest of your ISE.
Me too.